Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. A recent study by Deal Street Asia found that nearly 73% of venture investors based in the region don't have a single female decision maker. The report looked at 120 venture investors based in Southeast Asia to identify female investment decision makers on their teams. However, Deal Street Asia says that the young ecosystem here has a chance to leapfrog past traditional structures as gender lens investing is gaining traction in East and Southeast Asia. To find out more, we're joined on the line today by Valerie Law, Research Lead, Research and Analytics at Deal Street Asia. Valerie, thank you so much for joining us.
Good day, Rachel.
So Valerie, first I'd like to ask you, in this report, you sought to explore the presence of women in regional VCs. Can you share with us a little bit more about the key findings? I mean, I've mentioned some of the headline figures in the intro, but break it down for us.
Sure. Based on our findings, 73% of venture investors in the region don't have a single woman decision makers on their teams. This means that there are 4.6 male partners to every one female partner out of the 124 venture investment firms to be covered in the region. Secondly, if we look at the VC firms with at least one woman founder, the percentage is even lower, at 3.2% in Southeast Asia, broadly in line with percentages seen in other regions such as Asia and EU, which is at 3.1 to 3.8% respectively. On the other side of the investment table lies the entrepreneurs. Some 10% of recent startups in C have women founders, compared to only 8.6% for startups in this region founded a decade ago. Interestingly, this percentage is higher than Asia, with almost 6% of startups having women founders, and EU with only 8%.
Valerie, so maybe you can tell us, which firms did you look at for the report within the region and why?
Well, we look at venture firms which are required to have an office or employees in this region, on top of having to make investments here. For the purpose of this report, we counted male and female decision makers, i.e. those who can lead deals, sign checks, and sit on the boards of portfolio companies. We found that Her Capital, iGlobe Partners, RHL Ventures, Golden Equator Ventures, and Gobi Partners were amongst those with at least two women decision makers, which is just a handful of the entire ecosystem here. So the purpose of this report is to provide a baseline for diversity discussions at Southeast Asia venture firms and to re-examine biases in this ecosystem. The low representation of women in the system is fairly well known, but nobody really had updated numbers for this region, so we took it upon ourselves to dig further and to present a clearer picture.
Which of the findings stood out the most for you, Valerie? Which surprised you the most following your investigation?
Glad you asked that, Rachel. Well, two distinct but interrelated findings came up. In summary, while most women VCs agree that women can bring more value in terms of the different lenses they apply to the investments they make, investments is after all about knowing things that others do not. However, not all women VCs we interviewed agree that there is a necessity in using gender lens, whether it's to improve returns or to change the ecosystem's gender diversity. So the gender lens investing, let me explain a little, is an intentional approach to look at gender factors in investments, whether to seek better social or investment outcomes. This gender lens investing approach is still nascent in this region and has generated different responses amongst the women VCs we interviewed. So while some VCs think this approach opens up a world of opportunities, others think that this approach could narrow the investment pipeline. So that was really interesting for us.
We're speaking with Valerie Law, Research Lead, Research and Analytics at Deal Street Asia. So Valerie, you've mentioned a little bit about the bias or the known bias within the industry, and you know that Deal Street Asia took it upon yourself to then look at investigating, getting some updated facts and figures on the situation within the market. But what was the inspiration behind really getting this report off the ground? Why now?
Well, some studies have shown that investment teams with women investment managers in the public markets perform equally well or better than those without. We wanted to explore if this was the case for private markets in this region. But since the ecosystem is still young, we need to find out which funds have gender diverse teams so we can start tracking. In fact, Goldman Sachs data recently showed that among 500 large cap US mutual funds, those with at least one third of manager positions held by women have beaten those without women by 1 percentage point in 2020, the firm showed. So that's a slight departure from the previous 3 years where gender difference had little impact on fund performance. Women managed funds are also benefiting from a preference for tech stocks this year, an industry that dominated gains. Even adjusting for risk, they found female fund managers have outperformed their counterparts amid the pandemic-related swings.
So Valerie, maybe you can tell us, how has the landscape changed over the last decade? Because I know that that's something that you looked into as well.
The ecosystem is still fairly young in Southeast Asia. We are many years behind the US and some years behind China and India, so it is too early for any hard conclusions. However, we did notice quite a number of women-founded VC firms emerging just these last 2 years. To track the representation of women founders in the startup space, we took a snapshot of startups in the region founded from 2010 and another snapshot of startups in the same region founded from 2016. As shared earlier, we found that 10% of startups here in the region had women founders, and it is actually higher than, you know, those that were founded in earlier a decade ago. The verdict is still out for 2020, but we are hopeful, as women VCs we spoke to have mentioned seeing more women entrepreneurs.
So Valerie, the logical next question is, where do you see things going from here? I mean, if women in VCs that you've spoken to are optimistic of the future and they're seeing more diversification, is that an indication of things to come?
I am hopeful. The finance industry is still quite male dominated. This is changing though. Unfortunately, there is still stereotyping in this space, as one of our interviewees pointed out, where many think that one must have a type A personality in order to shine in this industry. It is not necessarily true. There are also people who think that finance is mostly for men, just as people think that nursing or teaching roles are for women. So as more women VC get access to decision-making roles and can mentor younger women, the gender diversity could improve, but you know, this could take a decade as GPs need a track record first, return the money, and before they could raise new rounds of money.
Well, Valerie, thank you for sharing those updates on the report with us. Is there anything else that Deal Street Asia is working on in the coming weeks that our listeners can keep an eye out for?
Yes, we are looking at the report on the health tech sector in Southeast Asia and how that has been shaped by the pandemic. Although investments in the sector has soared in second quarter across the world, it does not necessarily mean good returns for those VCs, because many others are also eyeing these deals. So this could push up entry valuations, and we have to take a closer look at that.
Well, Valerie, thank you so much for your time. It's been absolutely wonderful speaking with you. We've been speaking with Valerie Law, Research Lead, Research and Analytics at Deal Street Asia.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.